9.4. It's just the most wonderful thing. You'll hear interviews with Sarah Wilson, a teacher at St Mary's School in Cambridge, and Claudine Cazell, a sixth former. First, Sarah.
My name's Sarah Wilson and I work in a girls' school in Cambridge and I'm a teacher of English and I'm also head of sixth form, which means I look after the sixth form girls and look after all of their interests.
And how big is the school?
There's about 500 girls in the school and the sixth form is a relatively small one. There's about 80 girls.
And what do you most enjoy about your work?
There's a whole range of things. Some things are really satisfying because you can solve them quickly. So if somebody's upset because they can't, you know, their world seems to be caving in, you can usually take the pressure off them, and that's hugely gratifying. And other times, you work with somebody for a long, long time. It might take them 18 months to get round to being able to manage their work or whatever, and that's also hugely gratifying, working with somebody over a long time. But also, when a lesson goes really well, it's just the most wonderful thing.
I mean, did you imagine that you'd have endlessly long holidays when you went into teaching, which I'm sure is not the case at all?
Oh, no, it is. I mean, the holidays are undoubtedly the most wonderful aspect of it. Because when you... It's a curious thing, as the term progresses, you disappear into the school life. Completely, and you need the holidays to remember who you are. But they are, and I would never dispute that. They are a great bonus. They're wonderful.
So, besides the long holidays, what would you say you find most rewarding about teaching?
I think working with people and the hilarity of things that can happen just because human beings being what they are, and also the sense that you are contributing very profoundly to somebody's life.
And what do you not enjoy about your work?
I find it very difficult coming from a pastoral point of view. So I very much see the girls as human beings, and sometimes academic staff see the needs of their subject. And I find sometimes balancing that quite hard, and I find that quite distressing.
And is it a job you'd recommend to people?
Yes, definitely. If you love your subject and you enjoy people, then teaching would be an excellent profession. But I think people who go into it because they don't know what else to do and don't like people, it is a disaster.
Now Claudine.
My name is Claudine Cazell. I'm 16 years old and I'm a student at St Mary's School here in Cambridge.
And what sort of subjects are you studying?
I'm studying Spanish, English literature, biology and chemistry.
And this is for
AS level?
AS level. Yeah. And what do you think you'd like to study at university?
At this stage I'm thinking of law, but I'm not entirely sure about that.
And do you think you'll do a gap year?
I don't think so. I think I'd just like to get started and... Education. I mean, it depends. If I get a place, I can defer my entry and actually go to South America or something like that. But, you know, that's not really guaranteed, so...
No. And what do you enjoy most about school?
It's mainly the people here. It's all having all the friends around you and I think the support of the teachers as well.
What do you not enjoy so much about school?
I think undoubtedly when you get into the sixth form, there is a lot of pressure. So you've always got to think of the future and try and balance extracurricular activities with, you know, the heavy workload that you've got on.
And I suppose it could be quite easy to just try and do too much.
Definitely. I think you can actually be pulled in so many directions that you've got to be careful that your work doesn't slip as a result.
And what do you think you'll be doing in 10 years' time? What would you like to be doing in 10 years'
time? That's quite a hard question. 10 years' time. Okay, I'm 16 now. I'll be 26. I would like to have a successful career. I would like to travel as well. I'm not actually thinking of having a family too early on. I'd like to kind of enjoy life and do all the things I want to do and then settle down, I think, and then have a family.
This is a single-sex school, mm-hmm. So only girls. Do you think that's good?
I do, actually, because I went to a co-ed school before. And I think when you're doing your GCSEs and A-levels, you can have a lot of distraction, especially from boys. And I think having all girls really focuses you into what you want to do. So, I mean, if I had kids, I would definitely send them to a single-sex school.
They say it's better for girls to be at a single-sex school than boys. For boys, don't they?
Yeah.
How do you sort of relax or forget about school? What do you do in...
My spare time?
Yes.
Well, I haven't got much spare time, to be honest. I like to read, watch some television. I like going to the theatre as well.
Yeah, well, you keep pretty busy at school, don't you?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.